I'd first like to start by saying that every revolution succeeds when it successfully subtracts all historical memory from anything before itself. So I understand your profound sense of confusion and even despair at being born into this moment without any idea about what we've lost. When you subtract so much on a civilizational scale, it is a crime so vast it has no name. And that's what we've suffered. And that's why so many of our younger generation feel utterly bewildered, placeless, and their lives are meaningless and frankly hopeless. Because if they think this is all there is, and that's what the system says, the liberal system says this is all there is, this is the verdict of history, this is utopia, the best of all possible worlds, then they basically give up on hope completely. And can you blame them if they fall into drugs and pornography and computer game addiction and antisocial and withdraw completely into some state of kind of desperate hikikomori withdrawal? A complete rejection. This, we're breaking the spirit of the younger generation, and that that's meaningful. It's meaningful and it's immoral, and it basically violates. If you have any respect whatsoever for the essential dignity of human life, it's completely unacceptable. It's not even a political question. It's such an act of vandalism against the human spirit. And it's obvious. And if you just go and ask any young people and say, why don't you just go and ask them a simple question? When are you going to save up to buy a house? They just laugh at you. Of course they're not going to do that. There's no realistic hope of self-betterment. Or what's your vocation in life? We don't speak of vocations anymore. People just get by, usually, on debt. So the meaning of your life has been degraded to a basic form of subsistence, where you just have to try and survive what's effectively a kind of war zone on the human spirit.